down 37 points. The NASDAQ trading 28 points higher. More details, srnnews.com.
Are you searching for good, conservative, theologically sound Bible books, commentaries, and teaching materials? Conservative Theological University has about 6,000 titles and about 120,000 volumes available. Shop today at conservative.edu. Scroll down to Bookstore, browse, and place your order today. That's conservative.edu and scroll to Bookstore. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today, an issue today that I believe should grip the attention of every conservative, every Christian, every patriot, every American, every citizen today, and ask the question, are we at risk? Is the nation at risk? Have we passed the point of being able to close the door, solve the problem, and confront the enemy? I'm reminded, and I started this just before the top of the hour news, I'll read a few verses of this, and we'll open our lines and start taking our calls again. But in 2 Kings, it's found in 2 Kings and in Isaiah chapter 39, the story, if you will, of King Hezekiah. He was sick. The enemy, the king over an enemy nation heard about it and sent him a note, basically. It says, and Hezekiah hearkened unto them and showed them all the house. They'd sent him a note. They said that we know you're sick. It says in verse 12 of chapter 20 of 2 Kings, the king of Babylon had sent letters and a present, presents by hearts. That's called bribes. It buys hearts of judges, politicians, etc. And sent presents unto Hezekiah, for he had heard that Hezekiah had been sick. And Hezekiah hearkened unto them, that's he listened to them, and showed them all the house of his precious things, the silver and the gold and the spices and the precious ointment, and all the house of his armor, and all that was found in the treasures. There was nothing in his house, nor in all of his dominion, that Hezekiah showed them not. In other words, if you please, Hezekiah was willing, because of a bribe, they sent him a gift, I don't know, might have been a T-bone steak or a lamb chop, I don't know, and a letter basically saying, we're so sorry to hear that you're sick. And they paid a visit, and Hezekiah opened the door. The article said, this text says in verse 14, then came Isaiah the prophet to the king, to unto King Hezekiah, and said unto him, what said thee to these men? And from whence came they unto thee? And Hezekiah said, they are come from a far country, even from Babylon. And he said, what have they seen in thine house? And Hezekiah answered and said, all the things that are in mine house they have seen. There's nothing among my treasures that I have not shown them. And Isaiah said unto Hezekiah, hear the word of the Lord. Behold, the days come that all that is in thine house, that which thy fathers have laid up in store unto this day, shall be carried into Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. Listen to what took place. As a result of Hezekiah opening the door and showing the enemy all of the secrets, if you will, showing the enemy all of the treasures, showing the enemy all of the, if you please, the high top classified secrets. As a result of that, God's man, Isaiah the prophet, said, this is what you've done. This is what God is going to do. All of this is going to be taken. You're losing your nation as a result of what you've done. So my question is, ladies and gentlemen, is it possible that down through the recent years, as a result of an open border, open door, and allowing people to come in that are our enemies to come into our nation and to be able to get top secret information, to be able to put into places like the INS, how would you say, operation, where it decides on who else can come in, and then through Biden allowing millions to come in, quote, unvetted, though they were claimed to be vetted. Have we opened the doors, shown the treasures as Hezekiah? Will God use that to allow a nation, a foreign nation, an enemy nation, to come in and control America? I believe we have Kevin on the line. Kevin, go over to the question or comment, please.
Oh, yes, Dr. Youngblood, thanks very much for your program. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
I heard your program yesterday on homosexuals, but I wanted to say that God is not mocked, and according to the seers, there's a new virus coming out that's worse than AIDS. That'll be so painful, it'll put blisters on their private parts, and it'll castrate the men so they can't have children anymore. And so God is not mocked by the sexual immorality that's going to happen these last days.
You're exactly right, and it's not just that, but it's where the scripture talks about in Matthew chapter 24, verses 5 and following, about pestilences in the last days, wars, rumors of wars, et cetera, et cetera, and pestilences. Word pestilences, diseases, and I believe COVID was just the opening Pandora's box to the past, present, and future indication of major, major, major diseases that will cover the land, not just America, but on a global basis, because it's God's attempt to get a nation's attention of saying, turn back to me, turn back to God, allow me to be preeminent and not your science and not your military, et cetera, et cetera. Kevin, a question while I have you on the line. What are your thoughts in relationship to the two Chinese nationals just been caught with the agricultural bioterrorist fungus that they were planning on cultivating, utilizing, and the danger and the harm that it could do? Are you familiar with that? What should be done with those two?
I never heard about it, but you know what? We all still need to pray hardcore for this country, because they let all kinds of people in this country that are terrorist cell groups, devils to the billionth degree. And they want to do us harm. So we all have to pray that God will capture these people, expose them, rout them out, and get them out of our country. And they should be hung from the highest gallows. No treasonous traitor should come in and be able to do this to our country. They should be make an example out of them and hang them in the middle of the square in front of everybody. That's what should be made example of these people, because we cannot tolerate this. Any other country would do the same thing.
Kevin,
any other country would hang them from the highest gallows.
Kevin, you're exactly right, and you and I do know that based on what you're saying and what we perceive to be the proper process that needs to be carried out to protect our nation, our constitutional republic, the proper thing should be just as you have articulated so clearly. But the absolutes of that is that the court system, including the Supreme Court, is not going to allow President Trump to clean the sewer, drain the swamp, and place the enemies in the position of being caught, tried, convicted, and sentenced to whatever sentence is necessary. And if it's treason, they need to be sentenced to death. And these people, these actors, are treasonous, and they are carrying out treasonous activities. And yet we have the Communist Network News and others saying, well, they need to be given a due process. They need to be given constitutional rights and privileges. And that is simply untrue constitutionally. And so I'm concerned, Kevin, that we're looking at a nation that is at risk. And I'm concerned, is it possible that God will use the enemies within to bring a nation to its knees so that America will turn back to God and look to God, that we've turned our backs on God, we've said no to God, we've rejected God and God's word? And it's possible, in my opinion, to see God's judgment fall in that fashion. But Kevin, as you said, the bottom line is, go ahead.
Yeah, Dr. Youngblood, we're in the last days. Very much so. The Bible codes everything, the seers, everything's pointing towards the last days. And God's going to bring judgment, Dr. Youngblood, in this nation because people are looking horizontal and they're not looking vertical towards God. Nobody cares. I approach people every day at the Walmarts, at the Costcos. Nobody cares about what's going on up in the heavenlies. They're all carried about how much stuff they could get down here. When we're in the last of days, all that matters is our soul going to heaven. So, Dr. Youngblood, God wants to do a harvest. There's going to be major judgments. We could get the attention of people and save souls because people ain't going to look upwards till there's major judgment and the food is gone and the money is gone.
Absolutely. Kevin, you're on target. We need to keep praying, asking God to divinely intervene. But even with that, we need to say, God, watch over Trump, preserve his life, give him wisdom and protection to carry out what I believe God has divinely intervened and placed Trump in that office to do, and that is to preserve our nation's constitutional republic. Kevin, thank you so much for your call. God bless you as we keep looking up. I believe Derby's on the line. Derby, go over with your question or comment, please.
Yeah, my comment is Democrats and liberal anti-American judges say that illegal aliens need due process. Well, I'm going to agree with them, but this is my due process. So the American says to the illegal alien, oh, you say you have the right to be here. Well, show me your visa or permit to be here. Oh, you don't have it? Then you're out in 24 hours. That's due process. We don't need a federal judge to waste taxpayer dollars and time in a hearing. And also, we cannot give the enemy, invaders, the same rights that we give to American citizens. So due process has got to be, as I said, show me the visa. You don't have it, out, period.
Derby, you're exactly right. And I'm going to articulate something that I've said hundreds and hundreds of times. When you look at the Constitution, constitutional law says to look at the four corners of the document. That is the totality of the Constitution and what it says. And the Constitution in total is talking to and about American citizens, not talking about foreigners, not talking about invaders, not talking about the enemy. And everything that's called due process in the Constitution is only afforded to the U.S. citizens and not to an invader, not to an illegal, not to some spy that's come in, not to some Chinese national that wants to undermine and destroy our nation by releasing a fungus pathogen that will destroy lives and crops across America. That's the point that I make, and yet we still hear some of the extreme court judges, John Roberts included. I believe he's compromised somehow, or he would have already stepped in. But as I've called it so many times, the little judges with the black robes in a little office and a little court and a little circuit and a little state across America that thinks he needs to stand up and control the Oval Office. That needs to be stopped summarily. If that is not stopped, Derby, we will lose America. If the Supreme Court does not step in and control the judges, or if President Trump does not step up and say to the courts, that's your opinion, now try to enforce it. In fact, maybe there's some rebel in me that says that. I believe that's the approach. Andrew Jackson took that approach on one occasion when the Supreme Court rendered an opinion. He said, that's your opinion, now enforce it. And I believe Trump needs to take that same position on several of these issues that we're talking about because he has the full constitutional authority to do so. God places on his shoulders the responsibility to deliver America, to protect America. And using the illustration that I just read in 2 Kings, the 20th chapter, and mirrored in Isaiah chapter 39, King Hezekiah was sick. The enemy got word of his sickness. The enemy sent gifts and letters trying to console him. And as a result of that, when the enemy entered into his house, he showed him everything. All of his wealth, all of his good, all of his, if you please, giving that an illustration for today. Showed him all the operation of the CIA, all the operation of the FBI, all the operation of the DHS, all the operation of the CDC, etc., etc. Showed him all that he had and all the treasures. And the scripture says that those same enemies came in and took all of that and destroyed, taking his nation into captivity as a result of his opening the borders and opening the doors. Now, Derby, do you think I've stretch the reality of what is happening, or is that possible for America?
Oh, you said it very well. But let me close with something that I get in an email from a friend. It says that God created us, you, me, man, we. God created us, so we must obey God. Now, we created government. So, just a moment. That means that we are sovereign over government.
Yes,
absolutely. In other words, we created the federal government, the three branches of government was created by man. So we control government, not government controls us.
There's a little parenthetical footnote I'll add to that. According to the scripture, God created civil government. That started in Genesis, the 9th chapter, cleared up in clarity and in detail in Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 7. But God created civil government as God's servants to serve him in prosecuting evil and protecting good. And when that is reversed, and that's what we've seen take place, when that is reversed, the citizens have the responsibility of saying, no, you're not on my watch. You can't do that. The civil government that we have today, whether it's the local city council or the state legislators or the federal legislators, somehow, some way, they think that we are the ones that are the peasants and they are the masters and we're to just bow at everything they say and do. And that's simply contrary to what God's word says. That says, Peter said, we ought to obey God rather than man, Acts chapter 5, verse 29. Anytime a law contravenes, contradicts, or in any way changes or tries to nullify the word of God and God's directive, we need to say no. And I think it's time that President Trump says no, because it will destroy our constitutional republic if he continues to let these judges control him. But Derby, it demands our attention, it demands our prayer, and yet we need to keep looking up, because our redemption is drawing nearer each and every day. Derby, God bless you, brother. Thank you for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. The text that I read a moment ago out of the 2 Kings 20th chapter, I'm going to read just one portion of that from the Amplified Bible. Hezekiah listened and was welcome, and welcomed them, foolishly showed them all of his treasure house, all of the silver and the gold, all of the spices and precious oils, and his armory, and everything that was found in the treasuries. There was nothing in his house, in his palace, in his place, nor in all of the realm of his dominion, that Hezekiah did not show them. And ladies and gentlemen, that's literally what is taking place in America today. We have spies from other nations, the Islamic Jihadist, the Chinese Communist Party, and now with the two Chinese Communist nationals that have just come in with a bioterrorism attempt for America. And yet somehow, some way, there's still the mindset with the socialist Marxist media that it's okay, we ought not to worry about it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a major article. I'm just going to read about a paragraph. The headline says, did King Hezekiah do something wrong in showing off his wealth and his nation to emissaries from Babylon? This article then in part says, Hezekiah has just shown his kingdom's wealth, king of Babylon. Isaiah asked Hezekiah about his guest, and when Hezekiah tells him who they are, Isaiah proclaims that is, God is going to use that with his opening the doors to allow the takeover and the destruction of his nation. Behold, days are coming, and everything in your house and what your ancestors have collected until this day to be carried off to Babylon. Nothing will remain, saith the Lord, and the children that you will beget will be taken to be eunuchs in the palaces of the king of Babylon. King of Babylonia. And Hezekiah responded to Isaiah, the word of the Lord that you have spoken is good, insomuch that there will be peace and truth in my days. So Hezekiah had peace and truth in his days, but when he's gone, all of that is taken over by the Babylonian Empire. This article says further, from the account in 2 Chronicles 32, verses 24 and following, it appears that Hezekiah's success and prosperity had made him somewhat proud. His zeal was wrongly motivated by a concern that these foreigners and their king would think him worthy of their honor and gifts that they had brought to him. Ladies and gentlemen, again, it goes back to the fact that gifts will blind. Gifts will absolutely buy the heart of the one that the gift is given to, whether it's a bouquet of flowers, or a telephone call, or a visit to the hospital, or major funds in the pockets, purses of legislators. Gifts will blind and control. And that's what took place. But ladies and gentlemen, it's deeper than that. It's far deeper than just the political aspect of it. It's deeper on the basis that our nation is at risk morally, ethically, politically, and spiritually. And ladies and gentlemen, the socialist Marxist media and the communistly educated students are now simply useful idiots, if you please, to carry out the task of destroying our nation. I'm looking at an article that's frightening. Apparently, we are at the behest of the SPLC. FBI staffer wrote about the anti-Catholic memo. You've known about this. We've known about it for 2 or 3 years now. Christopher Wray, the former FBI director, said, no, the facts were not correct. And he lied before Congress when he said that it was just one memo, that the memo had gone out for the FBI to check, follow, eavesdrop on, and check out the Catholics because they were terrorists, domestic terrorists. This article reads, the FBI Richmond office notorious about anti-Catholic memo reached more staff and the bureau than previously told by the FBI director. The FBI staff were aghast to see, in accordance with the new documents released by Chuck Grassley, the Republican from Iowa, Tuesday. The memo urged the FBI agents to develop sources and surveil Catholic churches, citing the Southern Poverty Law Center's list of radical traditional Catholic hate groups. The SPLC hate map plots conservatives and Christian groups along with the KKK and other major characters on the list. The SPLC claims to be exposing the infrastructure upholding white supremacy. Sites critics say it uses the map to silence all political opponents and especially Christians. The FBI rushed to rescind the document after whistleblower leaked February 2023. Then FBI Director Christopher Wray testified July of 2023 that the memo came from a single product by a single field officer, which he said as soon as I found out about it, was aghast and ordered it withdrawn and removed from the FBI system. Yet Representative Jim Jordan, Republican of Iowa, has claimed that Wray may have lied under oath. Grassley announced Tuesday that he found evidence that the memo had been disseminated to over 1,000 FBI agents. Ladies and gentlemen, we are watching the nation at risk morally, ethically, spiritually, biblically, theologically, doctrinally, politically, in every other fashion. It seems, ladies and gentlemen, that Satan has unleashed all of the demons of hell in every category, in every area, to tear down morals and ethics and values, to cause to stumble and fall. We're witnessing and watching churches being closed because apostasy. We're witnessing, watching our nation and its decline as a result of open borders. We're witnessing and watching the political climate today where the judges, which are the least of the three branches of government, the judges, the judicial circuit, ladies and gentlemen, now wanting to control, and absolutely at this point controlling what we see out of the Oval Office. I'm looking at a headline. Congressman claims with straight face that overstaying a visa has nothing to do with the border. Democratic Representative Jason Crow of Colorado claimed that the Biden administration's border policies were not implicated by visa overstaying during a Tuesday CNN appearance. Mohammed the Egyptian nationalist who overstayed a nation, a non-immigrant visa, allegedly attacked Sunday event supporting hostage taking, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And this article says that the Democratic representative, Jason Crow of Colorado, says that the open borders, overstaying a visa, had nothing to do with the border closure, the border control. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what planet he's on. I don't know what planet he's from. But here it is. It says, Crow accused President Trump of failing to prevent the attack. The attack with the Mohammed Solomon, throwing the Molotov cocktails, burning people in Colorado. And now here's this representative saying that it's Trump's fault, arguing that the administration's focus on border security distracted it from addressing those who overstayed their visas. Here's another article. Judge overrules Trump and tells prisons to keep giving trans inmates their meds is a blockbuster decision. Listen, what I'm bringing out is everything that Trump is trying to do. He had issued an executive order said no more transgenderism in our prisons. And yet here's the judge that overrides that and says that the transgender freaks in the prisons need to be treated. They need to continue their journey of being transitioned from male to female, or male to female, female to male, whatever the case may be. And here's the judges. Listen, these black-robed little gods, spelled with a little G, they're responsible for this moment with the potential of the absolute overthrow of the United States of America. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, the problem. Here's an article. Major intrusion. The state tries to force Christian churches to hire non-believers. This is the reason I say our nation is in jeopardy. In jeopardy today, ladies and gentlemen, at risk in our realm of morals and ethics and values and spirituality and so forth. Here's the article. I'll read it briefly. A panel of judges from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has heard arguments from the state of Washington where officials want to force a church organization to hire and employ workers that refuse to follow the faith standards. The case involves Union Chapel Mission, which sued the state of Washington law against discrimination that explains it violates the constitutionally protected religious liberties. Ladies and gentlemen, when the state comes in and tells a church, a religious organization, you've got to hire atheists or agnostics or those that are not faith believers, you've got to hire them in your ministry, there's something wrong. Our nation is at risk today of losing its moral, ethical values, the fundamental foundation of our nation. We need to be warned. We need to pray, seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways, and ask God to heal our land. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-